Stacey Francis-Bayman here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit and netball team wear. Netballs plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to the MD of the Netball Super League, Claire Nelson. Claire, always great to speak to you. And new Netball Super League 2.0 starting in 2025.
It's exciting. The reception to our announcement has been wonderful. So if I couldn't love our netball family anymore, I certainly do after the brilliant response. I don't think anyone is in any doubt that this is what's needed. It's the right thing for our sport. It's the right time for our sport. But obviously now the dust has settled, there's lots of questions. What does this mean? How is it going to work? And these are things that, you know, we're working on behind the scenes and we can work towards. And you know, we are as exciting as our plans are. We keep going back to, like, we've got to build something smart and sustainable for the future. We've got to build it on strong foundations because this has got to work for us all. But yeah, it's fantastic to be able to talk about the plans and to really have that flag in the ground of where we want to get to for 25 and then beyond.
We've seen existing franchises buy in as well. Positivity from the fans already. And realistically, we've got 2024 to give it that best possible run in.
Yeah, 24 is so important. We cannot take our eyes off this. Obviously, you know, for me, it's all about making sure that we've got the product and the clubs and the format and the partners and all these things ready for 25. But, you know, 24 is so critical to us being able to make our NSL 2.0 or whatever that is called in the future, to really realise our ambitions, because it all comes down to fan power. And we keep going back to the scale of our sport is incredible. Like, when you think about the hundreds of thousands of people, almost a million people that play our sport week in, week out, you know, how fast growing it is, we need to start converting that to eyeballs and bums on seats, because with that fan power then comes the commercial power that allows clubs in the league to really take those big transformational leaps forward. So, you know, there's been a lot of effort from clubs and the league to put on arena events to improve the product. We're going to work on our match day experiences, our digital content, really try and make ourselves accessible, exciting, engaging to fans. And so we need fans to turn up and to turn up en masse. I keep going back to, you know, those that run clubs and leagues and coaches and parents. Like, let's go en masse to your local clubs and let's really show the demand and appetite for our beautiful sport.
Really that unified approach as well from all clubs. Maybe at the time of announcement, there was maybe a template in place where Mavs and Dragons did their own thing, but again, you'd welcome that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Look, what I'm trying to do is to build a bigger footprint for the league. So yeah, the league is not us and England Netball sitting in the centre. It is all of us as a collective. It is all of our clubs, and it's all of us being really consistent in how we present ourselves. Now, as someone who ran my own club, and we were all about our brand identity, being able to realise your own club's identity and do things in your own unique ways that is right for you and your fans is absolutely something we embrace. But what you will see is consistency across us all and how we present ourselves. We will be smart and data-driven as a collective in our ticketing strategies and our positioning, what messages and content we put out. Because if we can do that and we can grow as a collective, it strengthens and helps us all. So, yeah, you know, the fact that we all went, you know, the fixtures release, season opener, club on sales, all these things being done together is the start of how we really want to operate as a league collective.
I suppose the next question then would be, are there any comparisons between what you're wanting to do and maybe setting up Sirens and their initial marketing plans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a marketing strategy is a marketing strategy. How that's realised creatively then is down to your messaging, your audience, your brand. But, you know, for us, we have to make sure that we grow audiences this year. So we will be measuring bums on seats, tickets sold, and eyeballs. So that comes down to then a really targeted and smart digital and content strategy that ensures that we are attracting new audiences, that we're engaging existing audiences and making sure that they rebuy. We're trying to shape and shift consumer purchasing habits here. We're trying to speak to women and girls who don't consistently spend time and money on showing up to sport events week in, week out. We're trying to shift that dial. And we're trying to convert people who play or love or participate in a sport to being fans of it as well. So there's lots that we need to look at. But what I will take with me and what I hope to weave into season 24 and what we will really bring alive in 25 is the stuff I'm passionate about, is that marketing strategy that sets us apart from just being a sport. So we want credible sport content. We want lots more analysis, lots more data, lots more understanding the game and the sport, so that those who are real netball geeks can get deep under the bonnet and have some great conversations about what's happening, strategies and tactics. And those that are new to the game can learn and fall in love with it like us. But also, how are we storytelling across our greatest assets, which is our athletes? How are we telling the stories of our clubs and who they are? And then how are we talking to women and girls and wider audiences about the things that matter to us, and health, well-being, fashion, music, lifestyle, current affairs, all of these things. And then being really creative and innovative in how we bring that to life. So these are the things that I get really excited about. I'm a marketer at heart. I'm very creative. I have lots of ideas, which sometimes I need to rein in with my team. But we also have amazing people around us that just want to bring these ideas to life as well. So really excited to see the progress we make in 24, but what we can really tap into from 25.
Very much the whole product, obviously, maybe Ben's photos down the line as well, and obviously Sky's commitment to showing the league as well for the past 15 years. Little things like that will be hopefully part of the future moving forward.
Yeah, we're in our broadcast negotiations at the moment. You know, for us, it's making it accessible to, as we said, our existing and fast-growing fan base, but also reaching new audiences. And letting them see what netball looks like, breaking down those barriers, getting ourselves into homes, getting ourselves into in front of new eyeballs, you know, understanding how young people consume sport as well, and making sure that we can put it at their fingertips in a new digital age where actually they're maybe not watching or consuming TV or sport in traditional ways. So all of these things, how we then create and then curate content. So what does our sport look like visually? You're absolutely right. The photography that we take, the action of our athletes, the fun that our fans are having in the stands, what our off-court presentation looks like. All of these things will help us build a compelling product and proposition that will make people go, huh, okay, netball looks good. Like, that's where I want to spend my money. That's where I want to spend my time. That's what I want to show up to. So, you know, it's a big strategic effort to make sure that we're improving our product and that we're reaching our audiences and we're making sure that, you know, they want to come back week in, week out.
It would be wrong to maybe make assumptions and compare it to something like the Women's Super League, but maybe an option for a weekly highlights package on a terrestrial network. Something like
we're
that.
Looking into everything. As I said, we're in discussions at the moment, but you know, for me, we're really looking at a multi-channel platform approach that allows as many people to see, enjoy, and engage with our sport. And as I said, you know, the additional content, it's not just about watching a game, it's about how we tell the stories around that game, break it down, analyze it, look at it, and build real excitement as you go through a season over what those matchups are, what tactically is happening, how teams are progressing, improving, maybe regressing. Actually, what are the things that is the story of our league? Because that's what it is. You know, an entire league is a story. And you've got all these parts in it. And the best thing about sport, why we love it, is anyone can beat anyone on any day. And, you know, we really want to make sure that we're telling those stories across the right platforms to the right people.
And Claire, really good to see the season opener already. From one of your previous tweets, is selling three times more than this time last year.
So excited. Again, awesome job, Netball family. We are quite significantly ahead year on year on sales for this date. Obviously, we know that we sold the grand final out last year after 12 days. We're absolutely on track for a sellout for season opener. We do have tickets still available, though, and I know it's coming up for pay weekend. So when everyone's pay hits their bank accounts, make sure you've got your season opener. I mean, for me, it is literally the most exciting, apart from kind of those big matchups, big arena events, finals. But season opener, you get to see all the teams battling it out in one day. You get to see all the new look signings, and there's nerves, there's people building on last season, there's kind of new look teams, get to see all the coaches in action. Brilliant atmosphere. Like, why would you not want to be there? So my usual call to arms, like, buy your tickets. And also all those teams that are putting on bigger arena events as well. I think I just saw that Mavs have announced their Wembley date. So exciting. Like, get your tickets. Let's show up this year and let's show up en masse.
More information online, netballsl.com. Thanks, Claire.
My pleasure.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.